poured expired creamer into my coffee.
Lumpy clumpy.
Welcome back to the Act Natural podcast. I'm Abby.
I'm Emily.
And I ended up throwing that cup of coffee away. It was very sad, but listen, the expiration date said April 23rd, which is in 3 days from now. So now you know that we're recording on April 20th. And it was chunky.
That's so sad. Because her regular creamer was out. It was not in the fridge.
And those of you who know me, I'm a lactose intolerant girl. So we had another creamer in the fridge that was like soy dairy free. I don't know where you got it. It was Silk brand.
I used to drink it whenever I was dairy free.
I was pretty skeptical. It looked dubious, one could say. But I decided to try it because we had no other creamer and I wasn't about to use half and half because I'm lactose intolerant. But then it was chunky. So now I have the dairy half and half creamer in my coffee, but I took a lactate pill.
A Dario.
Emily calls it Dario.
Because I don't know why.
ASMR.
See, I almost got a beverage for today. I have my raspberry green tea in the fridge. I could have brought that.
Zach! Give me my raspberry green tea.
It's okay.
I have a water bottle.
Ew. It's already drinking out of.
I think I poured it into that pink one.
Why would you do that?
Because it had ice in it. The pink one did. But it was a room temperature water.
How long has that cup been up here?
Just a day.
Sometimes cups go missing and then I'll find them in the sink. Like a week later, I'm like, there's that cup. or I'm looking for a specific straw that goes to a specific cup, and Abby has used it for like...
It's been a couple months since that happened.
Well, the turquoise straw in particular, I was looking for that one for a long time.
Turquoise?
That goes with my like rainbow cup.
Rainbow cup?
Yeah, it's a Starbucks cup. It has like blue... It's really like red, white, and bluish. It's red and blue, my summery cup. Yeah. Anyways, there's a turquoise straw tube, and she was using it just in a cup up here.
Yeah, for my nightly water. Like, everyone has a night water.
I don't.
That's weird.
Actually, I do, I use it just to take my medicine.
Right.
It just stays in the bathroom.
Sometimes you wake up at 2 a.m. and you just have to glug. You just have to
That means you're extremely dehydrated, my friend.
No.
If you get thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
That's true.
That's what they used to tell us when I worked at the zoo.
The Houston Zoo. What did you used to do there?
I worked in the children's play park, the splash pad. Not that exciting. I helped with giraffe feeding too, though.
Would you ever work there again?
Yes. I loved it.
When would you work there again? Because you have the small children now.
Well, now I'm a stay-at-home mom and I like that better.
Right.
Because I don't have to like get up at 6 or something.
So if you guys decide to...
Actually, I get up at 6. What am I talking about?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And whatever.
Sometimes 4:30. So do you think that when your kids go to school, will you do public school or do you homeschool?
I want to work in the school system whenever my kids are in school.
Oh, so probably we'll never work at the zoo again.
No, probably not.
Unless you're in your retirement and you're like, man, I just want to spend my days at the zoo.
I would die of heat stroke.
Maybe you could work in like the gift shop or something.
I mean, yeah, that's
true. Or like
true.
The ticketing booth.
Dude, I loved it. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun. And my best friend, Caitlin, worked there with me.
Shout out Caitlin.
I like got her the job.
That's so fun.
And
you were young.
Yeah, I was 19.
Yeah.
Or I was still 18 or just turned 19. No, I was 18.
Wow.
Because it was the summer that Zach and I met.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was really exciting. I got really tan. And then it was so exciting when like a thunderstorm would happen or like it stormed, because when you hear thunder or you see lightning, you have to wait 30, like everyone has to get out of the splash pad. You have to shut it down. And then you have to wait 30 minutes before everyone can come back. And
holy
so
moly.
We would obviously be like, okay, come on. Like the 30 minutes would be almost up. And then we'd hear one when we'd turn around to the people and go, 30 more minutes, guys. We would never lie, but like, we were so grateful for those
just little breaks.
Yeah. Because it was so hot.
What was the pay like?
The pay was really good. Mm-hmm. I think it was like $17 an hour.
Holy moly.
Yeah, it was really good.
If you guys don't live in Texas, the minimum wage in Texas is still like $7.70 or something like
that. Yeah, it was really good.
So that's amazing.
And I was part-time. And we had a dragon in the middle of the splash pad. And the number one thing we said was, get off the dragon. Because the freaking kids would climb on top of the dragon and slip off and, you know, hurt themselves. And then we had a lot of code browns.
Oh.
Poopy McDoopy on the splash pad. And the water's filtered. So you have to, like, You have to shut it down.
Oh,
get
God.
everybody out. And then the water guy, I don't know his name, the water mechanic guy had to come and like flush out the whole, that was awesome.
To watch.
But we didn't have to clean up the poop.
That's good.
Thank God.
Who did?
The maintenance people or
God
the,
bless maintenance people.
yeah, maintenance or
Remember the
whatever.
game Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Yes.
Love those, love
You
that
gotta have
game.
trash cans. Otherwise they'll throw their trash
Oh my
everywhere.
gosh, dirty up your park. But then
Disgusting.
the main goal, really, of Roller Coaster Tycoon is just building a roller coaster that where people shoot off and they die.
But you were Zoo Tycoon?
That was my jam. I
Dude,
started a
when those
DS game.
T-Rexes would escape their enclosures,
And the people are
scary!
just like, they would start
Literally!
running around like little
Oh
ants.
my gosh,
Wow,
so fun.
memories.
All
Okay,
right, let me.
highlight of your last week.
Oh, last week. Ooh, it was kind of a long week because it was the last week of busy season for Zach.
He's an accountant.
He's an accountant. And so it was very busy. But I don't know. I've kind of forgot what I did. It was just kind of a regular week, I think. Nothing standout-ish. But it was long, very
It was a
long.
long week for me, but as you guys know, big Taylor Swift fan. And Taylor Swift's album dropped, and then it was a double album. So that was my highlight of the last 2 days.
I've listened to some of the songs and they're just not catchy, but you said they're not supposed to be
They're not supposed to
catchy.
be. Guys, if you're a Taylor Swift fan, you know what I'm about to say. But I told Emily this yesterday, and she was like, "I have no idea what you're talking about. There are no glitter gel pen songs on this on these albums."
Which is saddening.
Yeah, it's a very sad album. It's like people are equating it to Red. Like it's
But I
very
don't
similar to
like you
Red.
don't listen to lyrics, so like I have no idea what these songs are about.
Right.
They're just boring to me.
That's so funny. Yeah,
It's
they're
so
all fountain
sad.
pen and quill pen songs. But yeah, really good album. It's growing on me. Like Midnights, I didn't really like Midnights at first, but then it grew on me. Some of the songs. I only like half the album, I think. But with this album, Tortured Poets Department and Tortured Poets Department, the anthology, I think that I like a lot of the songs and they keep growing on me. Although there is one song, she just rips the F word so much
Really?
on Down Bad. It's really
Down
bad.
bad. Not to change subjects so quickly, but before I forget, at the end of the episodes, you can comment. There'll be like a Q&A type question where it says like, what do you think about this
And this
podcast?
is only on Spotify. It won't show up
It's
for
on
Apple Music.
Spotify, yeah. And you can write what you thought about the episode. And we got a comment
No
for our
way.
last episode
Oh, I
from
saw
our
this.
dad.
I saw this. I was half asleep in the morning, and it just made me like laugh by breathing out my nose. Like,
He said, "Oh, roll." There you
I
go.
think I rolled my eyes and then I
Shout
exited
out,
out.
Dad. We love you.
Thanks, Dad.
We love the interaction.
I've been wanting to add like more specific questions, because when you ask
Okay.
such open-ended questions, we're probably not going to get good results because people don't know
Okay.
what to
Well, we
say.
can add more after this one.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, what are we doing today?
We're just answering some questions. We're just picking
All
our
right.
brains.
All right. Yeah.
Yay. Let's just answer some questions. First question: what is the first thing you notice when you meet a person?
I notice teeth and eyes
Big,
and hands.
big teeth gal.
I'm a teeth gal. I'm an eye
So, like
gal.
1, 2, 3, teeth, eyes, hands.
Teeth, eyes, and hands. Yeah.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
guess if you can't see their eyes or their teeth, then you go straight to
What
hands.
are they wearing? A ski mask?
Yeah.
Wait, that those
Wait,
things are
you
the
go.
only thing. Those are the only things exposed. Oh no.
I don't know. I guess if you're already looking down at the street and then you notice, and you're already looking at the street and then you notice someone's hands, maybe? I don't know. Anyways,
What about
we can cut
you?
that out. I think I notice eyes. If I'm looking at a person, yeah, I notice their eyes first.
She looked at me.
Because I feel like if I think mentally I do this game, not a game, but if I'm looking at someone's teeth, I think they will assume that there's something in their teeth. But there's nothing in their teeth. But I do go from eyes to mouth when I'm talking to someone, eyes to mouth, because sometimes I just want to make sure I understand what they're saying.
I
So
do that too, yeah.
they're mouthing their words, you know?
Yeah.
So I get frustrated when, like, you know, on the internet when people assume that two celebrities are dating and it's because they look at each other's mouths all the time. Have you ever
No?
seen
What in
that?
the world?
I've seen this before and I'm like, you're an idiot. People do this all the time. Like, I look at people's mouths, but not because I want to kiss them.
That's weird. I've never heard that before.
Okay, I don't know. If
Bunch
you
of
guys have ever seen
weirdos.
that, I don't know. Yeah, for sure, eyes, especially if they're like, like different eyes that you've never seen before, like really bright blue.
What's your favorite eye color on somebody?
I love a green eye.
A green eye? Ooh, like Shelby's.
Shelby, our sister-in-law. Our
sister-in-law. She has beautiful green eyes.
Really beautiful. And like they're like slightly muted, mm-hmm. you know? I don't think I've ever seen bright green eyes before.
They're rare.
They are very rare. But apparently blue eyes are like a mutation, which we both have blue eyes.
Yeah.
Mine are like blue-green. I don't know. And
yeah,
gray.
Mine are kind of green too. Mm. Mine switch, but depending on what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Blue-green, snip-snap, snip-snap.
Snip-snap. And then sometimes mine are gray.
Yeah, like dad's. Which is
weird. Yeah, like dad's.
Yeah, dads are pretty much gray all the time.
And then
time.
Our moms are pretty green.
Yes, they are. They're the greenest of all of us, for sure.
And then Joe Marks are super blue.
Super blue. Our brother.
Yeah, our brother. The cop. So yeah, I've heard. Oh yeah, he's a cop now. I don't know if we ever told you guys.
Oh yeah, he's a cop now.
He's a police officer. Peace officer of the law.
Peace officer. Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, next one.
Oh, next question.
What is your love language?
You go first.
Okay. So, love language.
If you guys have giving. Never, wait, if you guys have never heard of love languages, there's a theory that there's five love languages. So you have words of affirmation, physical touch, gift giving,
quality time,
and acts of service.
Yeah. So giving love, the way I show love the most is giving gifts. And if it's my husband, then it's giving gifts and touch. But to anybody else, don't touch me, you know? So receiving is words of affirmation. And I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's the biggest one. Words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. And then I give words of affirmation as well, but it's like the third mm-hmm. on the list. Second to everybody else besides my husband. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I guess mine receiving, or no, giving, would be words of affirmation. I give words very mm-hmm. much. Like I send letters, write mm-hmm. notes.
Yeah, and then same.
Also just, I love writing letters. Like I tell you, you're a great mom all the time.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, because I know it matters.
It does matter.
And then, yeah, receiving. And then I do love a hug. But I've realized, I think that, so physical touch is my top love language. Every time I take the test, it's like, it blows all the others out of the water. I love touch. Just like sit next to me and like our thighs can touch or like our elbows can touch. Just like be close. Touch. Please be close. Like,
she always asks for hugs.
Always. But I think that it's the way I give love. And I feel loved when I get to touch somebody. I think I've realized this because whenever I think about like someone I really love, like my mom, whenever she hugs me, it's not so much her hands on me that make me feel loved. It's that I get to embrace her. And that's how I feel loved because I can feel her. I can touch her. I don't know.
I understand.
This is kind of a new thing that I've thought about.
I understand that. Yeah.
Because I've always felt like it's other people touching me that makes me feel loved. Which is true because they like embrace me. But I don't know.
I get it.
Yeah. So physical touch and then words of affirmation as well for me for receiving.
What's your least?
Least...
Mine is acts of service. I can't, it takes a lot of effort for me to do acts of service.
I think
but
for
it's
receiving.
My husband's top one is acts of service. So that's rough,
that's
man.
That's really tough. He does do, he always does acts of service for
I
us.
Know. And his top one's acts of service, least one is touch.
This
sucks for me.
Sucks. Even for me, I feel really loved when he gives me a hug because I know he's really trying.
Dude, he gives the best hugs.
He does. He's a big teddy bear.
Yeah.
I love him.
So your least?
I'd say my least is, podcast burp. The least one that I do is probably The least one I do is probably quality time.
Hmm.
It's not something I think about very often, especially with friends. Like, I'm always with my family. I'm always with you guys. But... like getting to spend time. I don't know, actually. I think I do all five pretty well.
You do.
I love doing acts of service because I know like so many people in our lives are acts of service people, like our mom and mm-hmm. Zach. But, and like I know it's practical way to love someone. Like I do the kitchen every night here and I know that that makes you guys, like that just puts
it's
a weight
so
off your shoulders.
So huge.
And so just like that kind of stuff, just to give someone space or whatever, or like time and energy and whatever. But, now I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe gift giving.
I was going to say gifts for you.
I really like gift giving, but I just don't do it as often, besides like writing letters.
I wish I could do it more often. It's just expensive.
Money. Yeah, you just gotta get creative.
I'd be spending, if I could, I would spend so much money on gifts. I actually have, like, I wrote our budget, and I have a gifts
slot. In the budget. That's good. Yeah. I do, too. But I, the other day, so you kept asking me when the Taylor Swift album was coming out. Mm-hmm. You asked me, like, 3 times.
Dude, I kept forgetting.
And I was, like, thinking to myself, because you're such a big gift giver, I was like, did she pre-order the CD for me?
Oh, I freaking did. I did not.
I thought it, like, once or twice. I was like, no, she probably didn't. But what if she did?
That's funny, Abby. I was getting so excited.
I got really excited at one point. I was like, Abigail, you can't get your hopes up, because what if she doesn't?
That would be...
it's okay if she doesn't.
That would be so, like, I would give it away if I would ask you that much.
Oh, yeah. I was, you know? Like, why is she... Like, because you have ADD, so you forget things.
You're right.
And so I'm like, she's asking for a third time, but she's not that interested in Taylor Swift. So the fact that she's asking me when the album's coming out, because she knows that I know that the album's coming out that day. She knows that I'm excited about it.
I used to be really into Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. But after her glitter gel pens songs started falling off, Reputation, I was like freaking out about when it was like going to come out.
Yeah.
And then the ones after that, I was really excited about. But now I'm like.
Folklore and Evermore. Not.
I was not excited about those.
But Midnights has a lot of.
I love Midnights.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're a poppy gal.
Yeah, you are. I am.
You're a pop lover.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
Wait, what about the album Lover?
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh.
The one after that, the Folklore, are those after Lover?
After Lover.
Yeah, so anything after Lover, I'm just like, it's okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Besides Midnights.
Besides Midnights.
What's the time? How long have we been recording?
Let's look, everybody. 16 minutes. We're good.
All right. Next question. What is your Enneagram? We've talked about this before a little bit.
We have?
Okay,
we can touch on it just a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm INFJ.
That's not Enneagram. That's Brett Myers-Briggs.
What's Enneagram? Oh, the six. Okay, I'm 6'5". I get them confused. But you're Myers-Briggs. Okay, let's do both. I'm INFJ. Okay, I'm 99% introverted.
Oh my gosh!
I'm literally not. I took it in college, the first time, and I was like 70% introverted. And then by the end of college, I took it again, and I was 99% introverted.
I was talking with someone about this the other day, specifically about your college, because they were like, I don't remember who this was, Emily. They're like, I thought in college she was like really like.
I was at first.
She had lots of friends. I was like, yeah, I don't really know what happened, but also I was at home, so I wasn't with her all the time.
I did at first for sure, and then, towards the end, I was not as.
It's like high school introverted.
I was going to say not extroverted. As friendly, but like that's not true. I was just not as active around
campus.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I was involved with Zach and we would do things together at his house. And like I was less involved in the campus, more involved with my relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, okay. So INFJ? INFJ and then my Enneagram is 6'5", for sure, spot on.
Yeah, 6'5".
Yeah, and I don't know a whole lot about that to talk deeply into those. Sure. So, okay, you say yours.
If you guys understand 6'5", she's literally spot on.
I'm literally 6'5".
My Myers-Briggs is ENFP or ENFJ. So we're very similar.
Wait, or?
Yeah, the J and the P are like 50-50.
Oh,
interesting. Judgment versus perception. And it's really because this is something I've...
You do battle with that, I feel like, a lot. Like head and heart type thing? Yes,
100%. Because I will, 90% of the time, I will make decisions based off of logic and my thoughts and the truth. But
which one is P? Which one is J?
J is judgmental.
Like with your head?
Yeah. And P is perceiving with your heart. I believe. I think this is right.
I think you're right.
It's how you make decisions. Mm-hmm. But I am a pretty emotional person.
Yes.
So I feel a lot of things, but I make my decisions out of logic. So it's like, it's not a battle, but it's like both sides of the coin are always in my head and my heart. Like I'm pretty aware of what I feel in my heart, but I usually don't decide on like based on that, based on feelings. Which I was talking to one of my old mentors, and I was talking to him about how I'm the most emotional person in my family, but I'm the least emotional person in my friend group.
That's so funny.
And he was like, you're the most emotional person in your family? And I was like, yeah. He was like...
Who is this again?
Devin.
Okay.
And he was like, he's like in his 30s, and I love their family, and they're great. And him and Brianna, his wife, were like Really? And I was like, yeah, I'm the least emotional person in, I mean, most emotional person in my family. He was like, but you're so logical. And I was like, yeah. He's like, I just can't imagine like what your family's like. And I
That's really funny.
was like, well, they have emotions. I show emotions more than the
Yeah.
rest of my family,
Yeah, that's
but I
very
do
true.
tend to make decisions based out of logic. It's pretty rare. Like I don't wear my heart on my sleeve type of thing. So, but the E and the I, I've definitely become, since like living overseas and going through culture shock in a couple different countries and then coming back to re-entry, I've definitely become more introverted. So I would say it's 60-40, maybe 70-30 on the extroverted side. I'm definitely
Okay.
more extroverted.
What about Enneagram?
Oh, Enneagram 2 Wing 1. I don't know how strong that is. I haven't taken the test in a while. I don't know how I've
It's
changed.
a long test.
But yeah, but I think I'm definitely a textbook too.
If you guys haven't done this for yourselves, you should
Yeah.
because it's really helpful to know yourself and
Yeah, I think the Enneagram specifically is very helpful for knowing your motivations,
yeah,
especially
and triggers and
and from
like
childhood
stuff.
stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's really good.
The two is the helper, so it's all about
Yes.
outer, like helping outer outside yourself.
Okay.
So I've had to work really hard to be more introspective to know myself better because I'm not good at knowing myself because I'm all about other people.
Yeah, that makes
It's
sense.
interesting. Very not introspective, but introspective. Very outside myself. Podcast burp.
One was not good. Okay,
You.
next.
You.
Do you think there's something that people misunderstand about you?
That's a good question.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I think people think that I am pretty emotionless. Not that sounds pretty severe, but like that I'm, yeah, I mean pretty emotionless, but I actually have like I feel very deeply, but I never let it show. Hardly ever. Like my mom says that,
Very similar to mom.
yeah, my mom says whenever I was little, she could never tell what I was thinking or what I was feeling. And I keep it pretty tight knit inside myself, unless I'm around like Zach or Abby. Like I let my feelings show a little bit more there. But I think people think that I'm this stone, like doesn't,
Hard case.
yeah.
Hard outer
Anyways.
shell.
That's what I think people misunderstand about me the most.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think
Especially
that's
because
accurate.
I'm quiet and, quiet people are a little bit harder to read and harder to get to know and
True.
whatever.
And I think your six wing five is like your wing five really comes in there. Because Trina's also a five. She's a five wing six. I think it comes with the territory of being a five because you're very like in your head as well. I don't know. Okay, something that people misunderstand about me. I think there's many people that don't see me angry because I'm not an angry person. And even especially in college, like one of my best friends, Christina, she knows me very, very well. And so she'll get so frustrated with people that don't understand how competitive I am or how frustrated I can get sometimes, like how passionate I am. They're like, Abby, she's so sweet. She's so kind. She's so nice. And I am. I'm kind. I'm nice. I'm a very pleasant person. And so I think people don't assume, I think people may assume that I never have negative emotions. And I think that's something I've struggled with internally before of like, it's okay to feel negative emotions. It's okay to know that not everything is okay. It's okay to not be okay, the kind of
Yeah.
thing. So I think people misunderstand that I do feel negative emotions. I do get angry sometimes, but pretty
You're a
rarely,
very positive person,
very positive.
very optimistic.
And so, yeah, but especially my competitiveness, when it comes out, people are very surprised because it's something I can't control truly,
Yeah.
which,
It's pretty funny.
the fruit of the spirit, self-control, So
Yeah.
I have to work on that, but I do get pretty just so competitive and like upset and irrational. So, yeah, maybe that's something people misunderstand.
Okay, next.
What do you think is your best quality?
So I had trouble with this just 'cause I'm a pessimist. So I know all of my bad qualities, but I had trouble, so I had to ask my husband, and I think he's right. It's my discernment. That's my top spiritual gift. And I can read people pretty well. I can discern a situation pretty well. Not all the time, but it's pretty strong. Like I can feel out a situation or emotions and things like that pretty well.
Yeah, I concur.
Yeah, that's mine.
I would say my kindness.
You
Actually,
are really
or
kind.
my patience.
You're pretty patient.
I have a lot. I didn't
I'm
realize
neither of
this.
those things.
Complimentary. I realized actually this past month how much patience the Lord has gifted me with, just
That's
like
incredible.
on the road, in relationships, with family members. Like I just have a
Yes.
lot of
Thank the
patience with
Lord.
children.
Yes. I struggle with that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think maybe that's new. I don't know if I've always been this
You can have
patient.
two, patience and
Patience and
kindness.
kindness. Just
What did I say?
kindness and patience.
Kindness.
I'm literally a Hufflepuff to the core, so.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. What quality would you want to pass down to your kids?
Both of those, man.
I would say discernment too.
Yeah,
Like,
those are
just.
great. I'm not very discerning, let me tell you. I give everyone the benefit of the
You
doubt.
do.
I'm like,
You
hey, how
do.
you doing? No worries. Like, I don't know. I just give everyone the benefit of the doubt, and you're more
Not
not protect.
cautious, but
Yeah.
like, I'm
Aware.
aware and calculating.
Yeah. You sure you're not a Slytherin?
Are you sure you're not a Slytherin? No,
Valiant.
I'm not. Yeah, I would want to pass that down because
Because
that
it's our
it's.
best quality.
Yeah, I know. It makes sense. It makes sense. So I would, it's so useful being able to discern is so useful in life, not just spiritually, but like in just in general.
Yeah.
And I hope that they have a little bit of that
Yeah.
for sure.
I would also say my curiosity. I'm a very curious person.
Yeah, you
I ask
are.
a lot of questions. I'm not like, like I'm not skeptical, but I'm just curious. Like,
You just want
well,
to know.
what does that mean? Where did that come from? How does it
Yeah.
work? Tell me more about why you think this. What happened in your
You are like
childhood?
that.
Yeah.
You know yourself.
I like to think, I'm very philosophical. I like to think deep about
She
things.
is. And sometimes, man, that's
My
annoying.
whole family. You guys don't want to talk about it.
No, dad's like that too, though.
Sometimes, but he's like, I don't know. He's on his phone or he's like, whatever.
But like, sometimes I just want to watch a movie
Yeah,
and
for a
not
movie.
talk about the philosophical
And me
meaning
too.
behind it.
I do have some friends, I would say two or three friends that cannot watch movies because it's surface
Like,
level.
that's all they think about is the
Yeah.
philosophical part.
Yeah. And I'm like, man, that's
Sorry about
exhausting.
it, man.
Sometimes you just want to watch a movie.
I just want to watch
You just want to
surface
watch
level
people
stuff.
fight for no
And that's what I'm
reason.
talking about.
Fight Club.
Fight
I've actually
Club.
never seen that movie.
For real?
Yeah, I think I tried a couple months ago. I fell asleep.
I mean, it's not great. I wouldn't watch it again.
Oh, sorry, Brad.
Yeah, it's not great. It's kind of like just one of those movies people talk about because it's like kind of ridiculous. But
Yeah.
okay, we have two more questions.
Sweet.
We can do it. What beauty or fashion moment do you regret the
I'm
most?
excited about this.
Okay.
Emily, you go first.
Gauchos.
Gauchos.
Gauchos were the thing in my sixth grade class.
Which
I
was
had,
what year?
oh gosh,
Oh, four?
Abby. No, I was in third grade in 2004.
No. Oh, yeah.
So, six, seven, 2008.
2008. Yeah.
So, 2008-ish. Gauchos, and I had teal gauchos, and we didn't realize till later that both pants were a different shade of teal, but just ever so slightly. Like,
Remember this.
literally, I wore them to church, okay? San Jacinto, and mom and I were sitting next to each other, and I looked down, and so did mom, and she went, "I think your pants are different colors."
The pant
And I
legs.
put my legs together and I was like, oh my gosh, like I've been walking around with two-tone pants. Not the fact that I've been walking around in gauchos. Freaking,
Gauchos are
they're
real.
cropped short and they're flowy and
Yeah.
they're freaking weird, man.
They're coming back, I think. They made a
No,
slight comeback, but
do
I
not
think millennials shut it down.
so bad.
Yeah.
And that's the only pair I had. I didn't have any other color.
Yeah.
I just had teal gauchos. And I used to wear them with my bright yellow shirt that had a purple flower on it.
Yes, I think about that shirt
That
often.
was my first outfit to junior high.
But I mean, it's sign of the times. It's
Dude.
great. And just to
Okay.
clarify, so you're barely a millennial still, right?
I'm on like the edge.
And then I'm a zillennial
You're a zillennial,
in the
yeah.
gray area.
You're literally on the edge, but I'm a
I'm
millennial.
right, yeah, right at the beginning of Gen Z. But my, what is it, worst? Oh, do I regret the most? I would say I truly do regret jelly shoes.
Jelly shoes.
Because they are
So
cute. They're really
fun.
cute. They're really fun. But I had a feet issue when I was
Dude,
that
I kind of
age.
did too at that age.
It was that age
And
because
it
I
was
was like
dirty. It got dirty. Is that what you're
so
talking about?
dirty so quick. And
So
I had the
dirty.
clear ones, like the white
Yeah,
ones,
you
and they
did.
like were discolored. They started
Yeah,
to
I
turn
do
yellow.
remember that.
And my mom was like, we got to get rid of
I think
these.
that's just an age thing because I
Yeah.
had Crocs around that time too.
Before they were cool.
Before they were cool, I had red Crocs
I
and
remember those.
they used to get like black stuff in
Yes, in
inside
the toes.
in the toes. And I'm
Mine
like, how
too.
does this happen? Like I literally don't walk outside barefoot. Like
Yeah.
I guess just because in to this day I don't wear them without socks because I'm just scared of
Oh, yeah.
something building up inside the
Yeah,
shoes.
and you don't know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, with the jelly shoes, I was always outside. I was always playing,
Always.
and I had really stinky feet, really sweaty,
Always.
stinky feet. I wasn't a very sweaty kid, and I'm not a
But
sweaty
your
woman,
feet, man.
but my feet were sweaty and gross and dirty. And so that, like, there was like a 7 year span where every time I would come home, my mom would make me wash my feet. And I would have to wash my feet with the jelly shoes in the bathtub.
So true.
And so, yeah, I definitely regret those, even though it was so fun, great photos, just really bad. Last question. If you could add one subject from school to school, what would you choose? So we're talking high school,
This
elementary,
is
what?
easy. In high school, as you know, an adult now who's been through high school, college, budgeting, some sort of financial budgeting class that is like that teaches about debt, teaches about loans, teaches about how to buy a house. Like, I don't know what you would call that class just to
Yeah.
encompass all of that, but you do not learn that. And then you go to college and you're like, oh, they're like, oh, just take out a loan. It's no big
Yeah,
deal.
I signed my life away
Yeah,
for
exactly. And
$100,000.
we're never going to pay off. We're never going to pay it off. Like, we've already paid, I'm pretty sure, more than what we ask for. Like,
Right.
we're never going to pay it off. We just realized that. So, not that to say that I would do it like totally different, but maybe I would have a different strategy, or
Yeah.
I just didn't know what I was signing.
Yeah, you're 17 years
You're just
old.
like, oh yeah, this is how I pay for school. Okay, like let me sign it
Right.
so I can go to school.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say because they don't teach you how to budget either. Like,
Yeah.
and it's not like our parents didn't sit us down and tell us this is how you budget.
Right.
I kind of had to learn it by myself,
And you got married
and
young.
ask. And I got married at 21, so I mean, I would ask my parents like, how would you do this or how did you budget this and stuff like that, but I think you should learn it in high school because
Yeah.
some people don't go to college and
Yeah.
like don't have accounting classes or you know stuff that would teach that.
Right. I don't know if accounting classes would ever teach budgeting.
I don't think
My
so
accounting
either,
classes never did,
but
or
it would, you know, anyways,
yeah.
that's what I would say.
And I definitely had the advantage of having two older siblings,
That's true.
and so I knew the dangers of signing off on a loan. So I was scared of loans.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah. And then
yeah.
God eventually led me to a work college, so I have very minimal debt as far as
So
student
awesome.
debt goes, which is great.
So amazing. Like to be debt free, like I just can't imagine
Yeah,
what
I
that
think
would feel like.
I have $15,000 in debt.
That's not a lot.
No, I can pay it off in
That's
like 6 years,
less than just one of my loans and I
which is
have
wild.
like I think five.
Yeah, I paid out of pocket for my first 2 years of
Anyways,
college. I
we
paid
don't
out of
have to
pocket.
talk about how much we're in the hole, okay?
Okay, yeah, do not just say the
All these
numbers.
Americans, these young Americans, we just signed our lives away.
And college education, let's be honest, it's going downhill.
I'm gonna tell my girls, like, you don't have to go to college. Go to a vocational school
Right.
or go to a school that will teach exactly what you're interested in and what you want to
Which
do,
is so
or get a
hard.
certificate
Yeah.
and then with a certificate you can get a job and
Yeah.
then build in that job. Like,
Yeah.
you can get experience and they'll
Move up in that
move, you'll
company.
move up.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how it works. Like,
Yeah.
you, anyways.
Yeah. I would add, I don't know. I feel like yours was kind of spot on. Although I think like 16 and 17 year olds learning how to budget, I don't know if they pay attention to that because they don't know the importance. But even just the basics is important. I would say taxes is a huge thing that I would add.
Huge.
Like, because I have learned about taxes just like on my own because I didn't understand how taxes worked. And then just by doing my taxes, I figured it out on my own. But otherwise, you know what happened when I was in high school? I was going into high school, and the year that I was supposed to have health class, they took it away. So I've
What?
never had a sexual reproductive health class ever. And so,
Really? They took it away? I didn't know that.
the year that I was supposed to go.
Yeah, 'cause they did that in our health class in high school. We had to take a health
Yeah,
class.
in ninth grade.
Ninth grade,
I was going
yeah.
into ninth grade, they took it away.
Wow, I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
so I've never had any sort of education on that.
And you were this you had to do STAR, didn't you?
Yeah, they changed the
I
state
was the
tests.
last one to do tax.
And then to give our ages in perspective, they brought iPads into school
Dude.
my senior year, but they didn't make the seniors have to use them. And I was so glad. I was like, I've been doing this on pencil and paper my whole life, and I'm about to graduate,
Yeah.
and you're gonna make me get an iPad and like learn this
Dude.
whole new system. And then our teachers were like, guys, don't worry, like you guys don't have to be on it. We're just gonna continue with our old, however we do it.
I wonder in college now, like, not online.
I just found out that the SAT is now on a computer.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised. I was
That
about
is
to say,
wild.
I want, because I've been out of college since 2018, so I wonder, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
I
crazy.
wonder if they're doing all their testing like on laptops online and stuff like
Yeah.
that. Because we had to buy Scantrons
Yeah.
from the bookstore,
Yeah.
and there were different types and stuff like that.
I did that for
And
my like community college years.
yeah. Anyways, well, this was good.
Yeah, so fun.
I
Thanks
love
for
answering random
I know
questions.
you do. This was great. We thought about doing a Harry Potter quiz, but Emily was like, you're so much better than me at
I'd
this.
rather just quiz you.
Right, but then it's like
Boring.
boring. What if someone wants
Okay,
to hear
let us
you?
we need suggestions, everybody.
Yeah.
Let us know what we should do on the podcast
Yeah, we'll add it in
because
Spotify. We'll say, what do you want to see next time?
what do you want to see that's
Or
fun or
listen to?
interesting?
Yeah.
And we'll get it going, man. If you leave a comment on Apple or Spotify, we'll read it here on the podcast. Please leave a comment, good
Five
or
star
bad.
review.
5-star review would be great,
We
though.
would we'll read the 5-star reviews
We
on the
will
show.
read the 5-star ones,
Yeah.
yes, for sure. But
Yeah.
we will read the other ones, but we
Yeah.
won't read them,
We
you
won't
know,
announce
like
them.
on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow my TikTok and my Goodreads.
Yes, it's in the description.
Yep. And I guess we'll see you next week. We love you guys.
All right, bye.
Later.